Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in review of Bo, which is a defining aliyah. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim, right? Lachem, this is what separates out Klal Yisrael. It's not really the beginning of the year, but as the Ramban explains, Lachem, right? Ligulaschem, which is why when we came back from Bavel, the famous Ramban, we started calling them, not just Chodesh Harishon, Sheni, Shlishi, but Nisan and Iyar and Sivan, based on the pasuk, Lo yomru chay Hashem asher hela eschem eretz Yitzrayim, kim chay Hashem asher hela eschem asher gal eschem me'eretz Tzafon. So in any event, really the story of Sefer Shmos is how we make a fascinating transition. Ve'le Shmos ben Yisrael abayim Yitzrayim ba'is Yaakov, ish ubeso ba'u. And the end of the sefer is Ki anan Hashem alehem yomam veish yelai lavo lenei chol beis Yisrael b'chol maseihem. How do you go from private homes? Es Yaakov ish uveso ba Ruven Shimon Levi Yehuda to v'chol beis Yisrael. And the answer is basically the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is all about the bayis, sela veis avos, sela bayis, and yet. And of course, the dam on the on the batim asher yochlo so bahem, and the building of the bate Yisrael is perfectly correlated with the destruction of the family unit of Egypt. Ki ein bayis asher ein sham meis mi bechor para yosheva kiso ad bechor hashivcha asher achar rechayim v'chol bechor behema. Right, so the destruction of the Egyptian bayis, and of course, the foundation of the Jewish home. And so, we would have an important yisod right then and there. But the truth is it's more subtle than that. The Torah front loads a very interesting halacha. You could have, you might have thought the Torah would save this for much later on. But the Torah says, what happens, v'im yimat habayis, right? It's very interesting. It's not the gavra. V'im yimat habayis mios misev lakachu shchino hakarovo beso b'michsas nefashos ish lufiyachlo tachosu Al Haseh, right? The interconnecting of the Jewish Batim. What we're moving from is Es Yaakov Ishu Besovo to, right, what we call Kahal Adas Yisrael, or if I want to use the last pasuk and say for Shmos, Ki Anan Hashem Alehem Yomam Ve'esh Yelai Lavo Leinei Chol Beis Yisrael B'chol Masehem. The Beis Yisrael, right? The house of the Jewish people. And the linkages are formed from the private bias, right, through the neighbor, V'lakachu Shcheno, HaKarov el beis of mechsas defashos. We don't want to violate the Isser Nosar. And so if, the Bnei Adar Mamuatim, so you're going to link up with the next home over and the next home over. And that is indeed the province of the Halacha of Shlichos, which is Nidrash from this section of the Torah. Shachtu oso kol kol adas Yisrael ben arbaim, v'chi kol echad shochet, ala malamed, sheshlucho shel adam kemoso. It's the integration of the Jewish batim. And I think that this is really the critical point. The way we get from just nuclear homes, Es Yaakov, Ishu Veso Bo, to Chol Beis Yisrael is Al Yidei, the Karban Pesach. That becomes the moment when we're formed as a nation. It's when the Egyptian nation is destroyed home by home. So again, the perfect corollary, the parallel opposite. But Klal Yisrael is built through a series of batim that are fundamentally interconnected. V'lakachu Shcheino, HaKarov El Beso B'michsas Nefashos. But that is Gufa, the point, because what Klal Yisrael is really all about is the idea of a nation that retains the critical unit of the Rishos HaYachid, of the individual bias. So many of us have spent a large part of the year talking about the idea of the bias, and nowhere is this more prominent than in Hilchos Chametz. Right, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bevateichem. Shitas HaRamban, Keneged the Rambam, that Chamtzol Yisrael Bereshuso Shel Akum. Right, the Rambam says it's Nisr Daraisa, even if it's not in the Gemara. The Magen Mishnah says it's Davar Pasha. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bevateichem is that your bailus ends basically at your doorstep, or at most at your gavul, because what the Torah really cared about was your bias. And that's true in the mitzvah asei side as well. Ach, bayom arishon tashbitu seor mi bateichem. The Jewish home is fundamental. Of course, this was before the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. So we say, you know, Shulchan Shel Adam is in general like a Mizbeach, but here it really was. The Avodas Adam was on the bias. And what Klal Yisrael was going to be about was, to be sure, a nation, Kahal Adas Yisrael, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, to be sure, interconnected homes, V'mimad HaBayis Miyos Misa, V'lakachu Ushcheno HaKarov El Beiso. Again, bias, B'mechzas Defashos. But we can never, we dare not ever lose sight of the ultimate halachic reality, which is, of course, that we are a nation of batim. The family unit remains in a primary position. That's why the mitzvah of Seder night is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? And all of the other, you know, indications of the centrality of family. Leil HaSeder, it's not an accident. And what it reflects is the idea that Yahadus recognized the significance of the national unit, the Kahal Adas Yisrael, the Arvus, the Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, the neighborliness, V'lakachu Shcheno HaKarov El Beiso B'michsas Nefashos, but in the end of the day, we're only as strong on the national level as our individual homes. Unfortunately, when people don't have homes, when their homes break down, it's our sacred responsibility to care for the Yasan and the Almana, because they don't have a natural bias. And so we have to, you know, extend and open our bias, you know, Beischa Pasuach Lerevacha. But the essential unit of life is, of course, the unit of the bias. We are a Kol Beis Yisrael. We haven't turned our back on our notion of the bias, even on our national formulation, we're just Beis Yisrael. We've expanded our definition of bias, but we haven't surrendered, you know, the essential, concept of bias and what it means for all of us. And of course, this is, you know, my primary educational message to all of you is that the importance of the bias and learning within the bias, b'shinan t'levanecha ilu talmidecha, is because, again, we expand our notion of what a nuclear family is about to include our Torah family. But of course, you know, in Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, Bino Kodem Leven Bino, Ben Bino Kodem Leben Chavero, that's not because we love Ben Chavero any less, but because we recognize the primacy of Bino even more. And that is critical. The formation of Klal Yisrael is really rooted in one simple idea. The strength of the bias is the makom of Avodas Hashem, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem, for the Ramban, that is the controlling pasuk, that's more important than Lo Yerelecha Chametz, Lo Yerelecha Seor Bechol Gvulecha, that's definitional, Ach Vayom Arishon Tashbitu Seor Mi Bateichem, the original Pesach Mitzrayim, the Avodas Hadam, the bias turns into a Mizbeach, right, and everything that goes along with that. Again, the formation of Klal Yisrael through the Korban Pesach just reaffirms the critical standing of the bias as the defining unit of Klal Yisrael. Of course, when we do Chesed, Chas V'Shalom, to quote from the Rambam in Hilchos Yamtiv, you know, Asul Adam Linol Daltos Chatzero, to lock himself in the bias, to leave outside the ger, the Yasal Milmana, Ainz a simchas mitzol, a simchas kreso. Of course, that's a terrible thing. We always have to have, again, pasuach l'revacha, batim shel chesed, open batim, and nonetheless, batim that are the foundational unit of our national existence.